Sophie in the Saddle, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Bernard Cribbins.
Sophie's birthday was on the 25th of December. Sophie was rather proud of this fact. Ages and ages ago, when she was only four, Sophie had said to her twin brothers, Matthew and Mark, "I bet I'm the only girl who was ever born on Christmas Day." "Course you're not," they said. "Well, who else was then?" Sophie said. "Go on, tell me." The twins looked at one another. "I know," said Matthew. "I know what you're going to say," said Mark. "Jesus," they cried. Sophie looked scornful. "Funny sort of girl," she said. She plodded off to ask her mother and father, but they said that thousands of babies were born every day of the year, including Christmas Day. "So there must be lots of other little girls who share your birthday," her mother said.
"I bet I'm the only one who's going to be a lady farmer," said Sophie.
"Well, that narrows it down a bit," said her father, "but I expect there are quite a number who share your ambition."
"What's an ambition?"
"Something you are determined to do." Sophie, though small, was very determined, and she was not going to lose this argument.
"I bet," she said, "that I'm the only girl in the world who was born on Christmas Day and is going to be a lady farmer and is going to have a cow called Blossom and two hens called April and May and a pony called Shorty and a pig called Measles."
"Now there," they said, "you may be right." All that was 2 years before. Sophie was six now and the twins were eight. Matthew, as he always would be, 10 minutes older than Mark. Sophie was as determined as ever to be a lady farmer one day. For 2 years, she had been saving up for this. On the side of her piggy bank was stuck a notice. Originally, it had said, "Farm Money, M-U-N-N-Y. Thank you, Sophie." But since going to school, Sophie's spelling had improved, and now it read, "Farm Money, M-O-N-N-E-Y. Thank you, Sophie."